Okay, good evening, Rabbi Sai. We left out from the bottom of Ayin Vav and Beis. It's just a quote of the language of the Mishnah. In Mavarchan Alayyan, she thinks like a mind of Rabbi Yezer, Machlaikis Chacham and Rabbi Yezer, whether you make a bright pair of goffin on raw wine without the water. Rabbi Yezer says, no, until you put in the water, it's bright pair of eights. The Chacham said, you make a bright pair of goffin regardless. Let's go to the second page, the top of the next page, Ayin Zayin 77a. They say to make a bracha. That there are chachamim might, even though you can make a bracha by piyag gafin, but when it comes to kaisal bracha, such as for kiddush, that you should, it's not covered for, if it's if for, that you should not.
Shlomo, is your sound off? Is your sound off?
Hold on. Let me look.
No, it's working fine.
It's working fine?
Yeah.
Fred, do you hear me? Fred?
Say it again.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Now I hear you.
All right. So we just said the Chacham Ramayda to Rav Eliezer, the Kaisal Bracha.
Where are you?
We're on 77A at the top.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Nehigin Rabbanan Bahain Kasa de Kiddusha. Okay. And the latter day rabbis, that's how they translate, I don't know what that means, conducted themselves regarding Kiddush. In other words, they wouldn't say Kiddush over undiluted wine. That's what we just finished saying. I don't know what it's adding. It's the same thing. Anything added over here?
Yeah,
but
they're saying Kiddush. We were saying
Kashal Bracha. We concluded everything. I don't know. I don't understand what he's adding. Kashal Bracha is any Bracha. So Kashal Bracha meant benching only?
Yeah.
And then there are Bana or Mask. Okay, fine. Yeah. Very good. So that's the shot. Okay, fine. Most of the Rabbi Yaisa pleading on the Rabbi Yaina. So this statement from Rabbi Yaisa argues on Rabbi Yaina. Rabbi Yaina tom kasa umasakin. Rabbi Yaina would taste wine, meaning Rabbi Yaina is the famous Rabbi Yaina who got sick. He drank the four kosas on Pesach. And it says in the Gemara, he was sick from Pesach till Shavuos, right? Remember the Gemara? He had like a headache. Not very sick. He had a headache. But so he didn't like wine too much. So when he drank wine for Kiddush, he would only drank the minimum. Sure, he drank Mole Lugma of his mouthful. That was it. So he would be Masakin. If you're not time cost, Masakin like. So he would be Masakin the coast, meaning what would he do? He would have to the next day. Well, there's two pshatim over here. How to learn Masakin. Masakin, there's two problems with number one, you have less than the shear now. You start out with Revias. He took out Mole Lugmov. Now he has to fill up the rest of it so that he'll have the shear to the Revias. And there's also a problem that it's pugum, because once you drink from the wine, it's pugum. There's two problems. Okay, so regardless of how you learn it, but he was Masakin it. So how was he Masakin it? So that let's see here. Let me see over here. Does it say what he filled it up with? Is he using water or is he using wine? He said it says Rabbi Yonah added new wine or water to the cup before reciting the daytime kiddush over it. Okay, let's not worry about how is Masakin in the daytime. Let's get to the point of the question here. The problem is like this: there's another din, Hatani, in Tamar Shul Mazik, if we're talking about that you have to have Meziga, or that you should have Meziga, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Chinana, or Rabbi Zrika b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chinana. So that would mean that you already had water in this liquid mixture, right? When he made the kiddush at night, the first time. So it was already mazug. Hatani, there's a brisa that says, Hashreisim ashkem mezugin shovah alayin halayla or dom barosho. And if you drink wine, or any mashkin, which were in a diluted state, and they stay overnight. So there was some kind of, The Maharal says there's no point in trying to explain this logically. It's just it was some mystical thing, or perhaps someone has that doesn't. No. Yeah, this has nothing to do with the Nachash thing. Yeah. So how could he, in other words, so if you don't learn like Reb Elazar, like Reb Zrika, B'Shem Reb Yossi, so you could have said very Pasha. He first made Kiddush on the wine in a raw state. He let it stay overnight, which is no problem because it's raw. It's not mazug. And then the next morning, he would add the Maziga, and then you'd have no problem with this price. But if you hold like Reb Zrika, B'Shem Reb Yossi, so it was mazug to begin with. So if it was mazug to begin with, then you have the problem. How do you drink it the next morning? It's staying overnight. It's Dhamma Barosho, there's Mazikin over here. So the right answer is Rabbi Yochanan, V'han Shalom B'Kli Marchas, that if it's in a metallic vessel, that's when there is a problem. This price off, it only applies when this liquid, which has been watered down a little bit, stays overnight in a metallic vessel. That's when you have the Mazikin. But if you pour it out into a wooden vessel, right, let's say, or earth in a wooden vessel, then it could stay overnight and you don't have to worry about it. Is it the opposite?
Yeah, metal is good, earthenware and wood is toxic. That's what I understand.
Hold on 1 second. No, it says in English here, it says the opposite here.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. I mean, we're dealing with something which doesn't necessarily have a logical reason. It's easy to get it mixed up. I'll say the way I'm going to remember it is like this. If there's metal and there's water, it's going to get rusty. And because it develops rust, it's unhealthy. That's the way I'll remember the Gemara, even though it has nothing to do with the pshat. Okay?
Except metal is good. No.
Okay. Look what you did, though. You're messing everybody up. Okay. All right. Now, we're going to go back to Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Mishraynim hayu shalom. You know what? I just want to just mention one thing over here. Halach l'maisa, right? So halach l'maisa. What happens if you only have my yayin, which is pogum? What do you do then?
Oh, water.
No. Let's suppose that's all you have. You don't have water. Okay. This is the case in Shulchan Aruch. And the Torah brings it actually. And he says, if you only have that, so most of the Rishonim held you could make a b'di'evit, you could make intro. So it's not ma'akev. Rabbeinu Yoel, he brings down in the Torah, he brings Rabbeinu Yoel, he held that you couldn't make intro. So it was absolutely ma'akev. If you took Mayim Pugum, Yayin Pugumim, and you drank from the cup, and you poured it back into the canter full of wine, it does not ruin the decanter. That's what I saw brought down tonight. So I just want to mention those two halachas. Okay, next. And finally, the Torah mentions a minig shtos. There were those people who used to take crumbs of bread and drop them into the wine and say that was masak in the wine. He says, a minig shtos for engwa mokar for lo raya klal. That's the way he ends the sip. Okay, I love it when they say that. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rishonim hayu shalom, the first or earlier people asked this question. Small, this is like a very, very important question. So it says by benching, right? We're going to benching now. We're talking about the guy who's benching holds a kosh shel bracha. And now the question is, can his left, he's supposed to hold the kosh shel bracha in his right hand. Can his left hand help his right hand hold up the cup? What does his right hand need help holding up the cup? Maybe he shakes. Oh, very good. Nobody says that answer. That's very good. The Rishonim give an answer. Either we're talking about a very large kos, so it's very, very heavy, kos shel Yehu, or we're talking about it's Rosh Chodesh, Tevis, Hanukkah, Shabbos. So you've got Alanisim, you got Ritzeh, you got Yalav Yovo, you got it all there. It's the longest bench. We had it just the past year. And I always mention this Tysis before we bench. That this is the case. Tosfos says why the Gemara asks, can the small help the yamin hold up the kos? Because he's got to hold it up so long, his right hand might get a little weak. Anyway, this is the Rishonim Hayu Shalom. This was the question that was on their mind. I don't know why. Small mashati silently min kashal bracha. Can the left hand help the right hand? Achrami not plus. So from this question, you can derive three things. Okay. Achrami shutar utosi bimin. So you see, you should hold the cup, right, in your right hand, like akula, right? That's the way you're supposed to hold it. Obviously, you must be lifting up the cup off the table, because if it's just resting on the table, what do you need to help? What do you need help for, right? So you're holding it up. And this is like almost a secondary thing, not necessarily from what we just said, but you see, since you're holding it up, then you have to be looking at the kos so that he, you know, he doesn't have a hesek hadas. It has kavon. I think that's the shot.
So he doesn't look at the word.
You're assuming that you're benching from a bencher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the time. Yeah. Everyone has to see it. Not just the bencher, but everyone else has to see it. So presumably nobody's looking at the bencher. Can you look at the bencher and the coast at the same time? I don't think so. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the rationale says over here that when someone gives you the cup, the kos, you should be makabalet b'shtei yadayim. You should accept the kos. If I'm the one who's being mivarech, so you hold it up for me, give it to me, I accept the kos with two hands, and then I take away my left hand and hold the kos with my right hand. Okay? The other way, I guess, he would accept it with two hands and take away his right hand. I guess so. I'm not familiar with the right, lefty, righty law this time. I will tell you that I have two son-in-laws, both whom when they came into the mishpacha, they were saying Kiddush, and they were holding the cup like this. They were holding the coast, and they were making like it was a chavivus. They were trying to show chavivus. So I, you know, in my own way, I let them know that that's not correct. You should please take away your left hand, because the Gemara says not like that. Now, it looks good, it looks firm, but it's not correct. Okay.
Just like the challah.
Yeah, it's just a lifelong, you know, mission to correct other people, you know? Okay. Yeah, especially relatives. I'm Rabbi Acha, Shalosh Dvarim Nemru B'Kosher Bracha. Three things were said about Kosher Bracha. This is very interesting. Mole has to be full. Now, by the way, when I say full, a cup is full when it gets filled to the top. It does not have to overflow over the sides to be considered full. This minhag to make the cup flow over is, in my opinion, totally, it's all for havdala, because called bayish shashafu b'yayin kamayim is there's a bracha on the house, and there's a special inyan over there. I have that aside, okay, but I see this done all the time, and this is yeshivish. It's ibud mashke. By the way, and in the shmita year, this is a very interesting chumra in the books about shmita. You know, when you have a cup, you have yayin shel shmita. There's an isser of ibud on peir shmita. You're not allowed to pour over the cup on havdalah to make it pour over. If you have yayin shel shmita, you cannot do that, because you're not allowed to be ma'abed the mashka. That's much more chomer than this inyan ba'alma of having a kol shel bracha at night. Okay, so that's just a side point. So mole is, if it looks full, it's full. Number one, itur, it's crowning. That means it's surrounded with other cups filled with wine. There's the other people, some say, just being surrounded by other cups, even if they're not filled with wine, but that gives it a certain, you know, it looks very majestic. Umudach, it has to be washed out. Ushloshdan b'pasuk echad, the three are learned out from pasuk by Naftali. Naftali sa'aratzon u'molay berkas Hashem, that's by Parshas Vayechi, right? Sva is itur. And ratzon is mudach. Because obviously, if someone knows that you have a clean cup, then I'll be much more likely to want to drink from that cup. Mole kimashmo doesn't need to be explained. Okay, amar panino imo sisokain. If you do that, Maksiv Tamon. What does it say? Yom Vidarom Yarosha. That Yom, which is like a reference to Olam Haba, So it's a very big thing. There's the, you know, it says in the Bavli, it also says ituf. That is also one of the things it's is Chayshal Baruch is told. You know what ituf is? Ituf is according to the way the Mishnah Berurah passes, like the Bach. The way they explain it, ituf means that you wear a hat. Besides your yarmulke, you're also wearing a hat. So there's a big inyan. If you have a kol shel bracha, I mean, if you don't have a kol shel bracha, then you know it's also there's a lot of people do that also. But we'll come to that. Amar Rav Elazar, kais pagam ema bracha nolav. If it's a kais pagam, you don't make a bracha, meaning you don't make kiddush havdalah or brachas hamazon over that. Doesn't mean you don't make bray priyag ofen. Obviously, you have to make bray priyag ofen regardless. Tomo pogmo, and if you tasted it, then it makes it into pogo. At Shmamino plus, so you see another three things. Shmamino close pogmo and rachel. You see, if you have a close pogmo, you don't make the bracha. I just noticed that.
Didn't drink out of it.
Yes. Yes.
Not according to what he said. He's just saying Edo Male or Shabu.
I just noticed that. He says in the English, you can derive from it that one may not recite a blessing over what is literally a defective cup, i.e., one that is not filled to the top. That's not the way I understood it. Okay. This must be, you know what, I have a feeling that there's multiple perushim over here. Let's take a look inside the Hebrew part. Pogum. Let's see. Karedim said, the second to last line, the Karedim says, Pogum, mashmashe, eno mole. It's mashma that it's not full. Affiliation washer, even if it has the revius. That's one way to learn pogum. Oh, chasa shi'uro, shu cut may have fill, or it's too small a cup, it doesn't hold a revius. Inami kos pogum shavar shakasa rimino katifa. It's like it's missing, the cup is defective. So then you can't use it. Okay, so the charedim is not learning at all what I said. I apologize. I thought that this pogum was, that he had drunk from it. Just one second.
That is also
fun. That's also, yeah. Well, I'm just looking around here. How about the Pnei Moshe? How about the Pnei Moshe? Anything there? He says, oh. Okay. So he says it all. Okay, so I got somebody that says what I said. Okay, very good. So you see three things. So either post pogum name of barker to love, whatever post pogum means. The Torah Shri Hebo Kashir has to have the minimum of wine. Otherwise, it's defective. And the last thing is, if you taste it, it's defective. Let's see, 22. Actually, you don't need to derive this. It's explicit, right? It means. It's not the only way to render a cup defective. It also renders it defective. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Here's a thing. Okay, I must have missed that note. Okay. Next, Ahmed Bayes, Ein Zone of Bayes, 77B.
He says that if you boze into the coast, even when you drink from it, it's
top. 100%. Yeah, if you could either pour wine, you shouldn't pour it back in the bottle, actually. You take from the bottle, the correct procedure is to take from the bottle and pour a little wine into the cup that you were pouring in, and then you're massacring the cup. Then you can pour the cup back into the bottle. That's the right way to do it. Amar Rav Tam Chama Yudon, Kvoid HaYom, Kvoidu Kvoid HaLayla. This is a famous halacha. Everybody knows this halacha, right? Kvoid Yom Adifa, when you have Kvoid Shabbos, right? Let's suppose you have a fancy dish. And you only have enough in that fancy dish for one meal. So you might be very anxious to try that dish out and have it Friday night. You should use a little self-control and let it stay for the next day, because the day of Shabbos, the covet of Shabbos, is Adif. And why is that? So it was very interesting. I saw it in the Hebrew edition. He brings down from some Sefer a very interesting Svara, and I did not see it in the English edition. Some Sefer says that the Kedushas Shabbos, as the day progresses, the Kedushas Shabbos increases. So the Kedushas Shabbos of the day is already more intense. You have more Kedushas Shabbos by day than you had at night. So therefore, the covet of Shabbos by day demands more of a covet. I thought that was a gewaldic svara. Just okay, right. So right, okay. We're about to talk about that. That's the next statement. So this, we're going to say a little bit different. Kovet Hayom. So we're talking about kovet. That's kodem kovet laila. I specifically use the example that I use because of what Dr. Cooper just said. Kedushas halaila. But when it comes to kiddush, there, if you only have one cup of wine, kodemus like kedushas hayom. There, surprisingly, the Yerushalmi says no. There, you're going to make that's the kedusha of the night will take precedence over the day. Now, big footnote here, number two on the bottom. The reason he brings over here is why is because the kiddush at night is a d'oraisa, the mitzvah by day is a d'rabbana. So the mitzvah of kiddush d'oraisa takes precedence over the d'rabbana. That's the first thing he says. It should be noted, he says that's the consensus, that's the halacha. Then he writes, the Haredim disagrees. He says that if someone only has one cup of wine, he should use it by the daytime. Why? Because if the wine is used by the daytime, you can make kiddush over challah at night. If the wine is used at nighttime, then daytime kiddush is lost, because as you know, challah can only be used as kiddush by night, not by day. Okay? Because kiddush is just pre-agofen, so there's no special bracha. So at night, in other words, if at night if you have a challah and you start off your kiddush, bracha tashem l'kelam ha'masilak b'maris, bracha tashem l'kelam ha'shek yishan z'vonsu t'zivon ha'ratzivon ha'a, right? The whole nusach ha'kiddush. So you've got a hecker that this was kiddush. In the morning, what is the kiddush? The kiddush is just saying bracha pre-agofen. So if you're going to not have wine, so what are you going to do? You're going to start your meal with ha'moshilech min ha'aretz. There won't be any hecker that was kiddush. That's what you do every time you eat a meal. So there's no hecker that you made kiddush. So therefore, it doesn't work. Right? All right. But he says the actual halacha, however, rejects this position and states that you use the wine for the nighttime kiddush, even though this will preclude his recital of daytime kiddush altogether. Okay. Objectively, the kiddush at night is more important mitzvah because, as we said, it's still rice. I think that's the reason. Okay, so that's an important halach. It's very, very, very interesting the way the Yerushalmi presents it. Kvoid yom, kaidem lechvoid laila, kedushas laila, kaidemus lekedushas hayom. Ezo kovet hayom. What's kovet? Reb Yosef Shem Reb Yaakov Baracha. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Shem Rav, they said, Borei Pri Hagofen. So exactly, what's this mean exactly? This is a strange thing. Let's see over here. He brings over here. He mutches up with this a little bit. He brings Taisus. Let's see. Yeah. So first he says that the Gemara is talking about drinking the cup of wine besides the kiddush. So he's got two cups of wine, right? He made kiddush already. The Gemara is saying, what's kavod hayom? He's drinking a second cup of wine in honor of the day. That's the first thing, right? But then Bar Piagofen is very perplexing. Yeah, because Bar Piagofen sounds like there's a bracha Bar Piagofen of the second cup, which is not true, because you made a Bar Piagofen already on kiddush. So that's the first paragraph. Then he brings Taisus over here. he says that the Kavod HaYayin was talking about Taka Kiddush. Right? Let's go through this. So the Gemara is asking, what's the text that you use for daytime Kiddush? And the answer is that there is no text, although we say, you know, Zohar Kedushin Mishnah is the contrary. That's just a minhag. That has nothing to do with Kiddush. If you said no psukim at all, you're 100% yotzei. I won't say lechachila. I don't want to go against any minhagim, obviously. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, speaks out that people who say Alkeim Rakhas Yom Zohar Kedushin are lo nochen heimaisim because you're not supposed to start in the middle of a pasuk, and you shouldn't say that. You should say a whole paragraph. Anyway, but Taisus is a little difficult, but he's saying that the Gemara is asking what is the text, and so therefore the Gemara's answer is just to say Bray Perek Gofen. That's the whole text. It's difficult because we're talking about Kavod Hayom. How do we switch from the language of Kedushas Hayom, which we had earlier, to Kavod Hayom? What happened over here? It's a little difficult. Okay, he says that maybe that the Rosh Sirlo amends the text. Well, that the last line of three is that Rosh Sirlo amends the text to say Ezehu Kiddush Hayom. The Taka changes it. Very good. So that would make it, all things work out well. So let's just say the Maskona, just to make it simple. We're going to change the Nusach of the Gemara. We're going to say Ezehu Kiddush Hayom. And the question is, the way Tosis is learning, what is the text of the Kiddush in the day? The answer is there is no text. All you got to do is say the bracha of Bray Perek Gofen. Finished. Okay. Reb Zrikon Barchome, the Barchome de Reb Zrikon. He was the son of the father-in-law, meaning he's the brother-in-law of Reb Zrikon. Reb Zrikon was the son of the. One second. I'm getting mixed up over here. I'm not good with Yavamas type things. So one second again. He's the son of Zrikon, the son of the father-in-law. How could he be the son of the father-in-law? Oh no. He's going up a generation. Sorry. Anyway, I don't understand it. His Kirshal, you'll tell me. Talk to me afterwards. So he used to mention, of course, Al-Hanisim when he said the second bracha of Berachas HaBasim. The Kilsu also, and they praised him. Okay. Rabab Reid Rab Thia Barba, Hizkir Dayan Ha'emas Matovim Beitiv. So here he's talking about, apparently there's a Machlokas Tanoim about this. He says that he brings it down here, I think. It should be down here, Machlokas. Yeah, over here he says it's a Bavli 46b. There's a Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva have a machlokas. Tanakama says that you incorporate the Dayan HaEmes into the Bracha Matov HaMeitiv, and Rabbi Kiva holds no. You replace the whole fourth bracha with the Dayan HaEmes, and he went ahead and did like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Kiva, by mentioning the Dayan HaEmes in the HaTov HaMeitiv. I just wanted to tell you what the alternative was, why they were Mekalasim. They were Mekalasim because he did not do like Rebbe Kiva. That seems to be what's going on over here. This is not the minhag nowadays. It's whatever. It's not done that way anymore. Okay. Now, final rule. Rabab Reid Rab Thia, we're finishing the part now. Rabab Reid Rab Thia Bar Abel. Says very simple rule. The rule is like this: if you're eating while you're walking, then when it comes to benching, I made a levarach, then you should stand still and say benching, standing still. Ochal omed, if you ate while you were standing still, then yoshev levarach, then sit and bench. So you have to change your position. So we're kind of think of it like these are milas in kavana. Walking, you have less kavana, standing a little more kavana, sitting even more kavana, okay? So whatever way you were eating, go up one level and bench at that level. Ochal mesiv. Now, if you were eating while you were reclining, like they used to do in the old days, then it says a little different. Yoshev u'mavarach, then you should sit and say benching, because benching while you're reclining is not covered. Even it's covered for this last one. The first two were kavana. This one is covered. You don't have to. No, if you're walking, you don't have to sit. You have better kavana. It doesn't require it. It's a good question. It says no. You have to, his translation is on the bottom of the 8. He says you must make some modification to improve the quality. Okay, so I guess you're asking a good question. It seems, let's modify what we were saying. As long as you made a modification, you will treat it differently. And it's not that you're going to have more kavana sitting than you will standing. If you're standing still, you could probably have the same kavana, but it'll trigger your kavana thoughts. Let's put it that way. I'm just saying that as an answer. Okay. Now, as you know, Kriya Shema, it says the same thing. When you say Kriya Shema Lamita, it says you're not supposed to say Kriya Shema lying down in Kriya Shema Lamita because it's not covered to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim when you're lying in the reclining position. So here too, it's saying Yoshev Uvarach, you should sit and say Baruch Samazan even if you ate reclining. Okay. Now, what about Ocha Yoshev? That's the last. This is the case. We haven't had this case yet. What if you eat sitting? Right. So now, what are you going to do? You can't stand, and you can't walk, and you can't recline. So what do? You change your clothes. Right. Miss Atayf Uvarach, you wrap yourself in a cloak. And you say Baruch Hashem Mosin. And Moshe Cain, if you do such a thing, Hareyu Kamalachei Asharis, you might look like an angel, right? My time of why? B'shtayim Yechasafon, B'shtayim Yechasaragvav. It talks about, this is the Pasuk in, where is it, Yeshaya, where they're wrapping, that Malachim are, it says here Isaiah. It says here Isaiah 6:2. I don't know, if it's in someplace else, I don't know. On the side here, it has a Torah or it says Srafim Om de Mimalo, Shesh Knafayim, Shesh Knafayim Echod, Vishtaim Yitasa Panov, Vishtaim Yitasa Raglov, Uvishtaim Yo Faith, Yeshayeva base. That's what it says right over here. So, whatever. So, and afterwards it says that they're going to say Kodesh, 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 they're going to say Kedusha. Anyway, so it's you're almost like a Malach.
That's why some people put on
their jackets and hats. They're going to become like Malach. Okay, yeah. We're going to start the next paragraph, of course. We're going to have a page there. Hadron Allah Shalosh Shalachlu, Bli Neder. I saw somebody write Hadron Allah Bli Neder. Okay, very good. Okay, now we're going to talk. Now this paragraph is going to talk about halachas, about the meal. There's a couple of different machlokasim. I think I saw in the Hebrew it says the number of machlokasim. In the English it doesn't say, it just as a series. What's it? What in the Hebrew? What in the beginning it says how many machlokasim there are? What does it say? Four. Right. There's four machlokasim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay. I'm telling you this. The Hebrew has a lot of milas over the English. It's more precise. Elu dvarim shebein Beis Shammai ubein Beis Hillel b'suda. Here are some things. You say when it comes to Kiddush, you say you say the Kiddush part, the second bracha, and then you say the Bray Priyak Gofen. Right? So you're going to say the Mekadesh HaShavas bracha first, then you're going to, after you say Mekadesh HaShavas, then you're going to say Bray Priyak Gofen. But you say, no, you say the other way, the way we say it. Bracha Hayayin, Makak, Bracha Hayayin. Famous Machlokas. The Gemara says, my time of the Bray Shavas, what's the reason? The Kedusha of the day is what caused the wine to come, right? If it wouldn't have been for the fact that there was Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, I wouldn't have had a cup of wine. Shabbos is the cause of it. And the Kedushas Hayom came in first, and so therefore I should make the bracha on the day first. So that's his far. My time is the Beis Hillel. What is Reb Hillel hold? Because without the wine, you couldn't make Kiddush. You have to have wine to make Kiddush. So therefore, you make the Bari Priyak Gofen first. Another reason for Beis Hillel, Hayayin Todir. Ukadusha Ainot Tadira. But obviously, Tadav Hashayna Tadatar Kodem. And the Bracha Braipia Gofen comes first. So let's see. I guess we'll stop here then. Okay, we'll start here again tomorrow. Have a good week. Have a good day.